Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, our next guest is my buddy Jeff Rice. Now, Jeff and I just got back from the Dale River Ranch up on the Brazos River, where Jeff killed his first spring turkey that actually came into the calling and turkey hunting as it's supposed to be. And we actually got it on film, the hunt, the overall hunt. Jeff, buddy, thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Oh, glad to be here, Luke. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I don't remember a more fun couple of days in the great outdoors than you and I and our buddy Randy Douglas up on the Dale River Ranch. We caught fish. You got your first spring turkey. It was just an awesome time as far as I'm concerned, you know?
No, I'll tell you what, it couldn't have been more fun. Number one, two great guys hanging out with you guys, just having a big time, you know, joking around, catching fish on the, you know, out of the pond and then the turkey hunt. I mean, it was nothing short of spectacular, my friend.
Well, I feel the same way. Folks, there's a pond on there. Now, there's some real good fishing in the Brazos River. If a person wants to get down there, fish those deeper holes, I've done that. Caught largemouth bass, stripers, caught catfish. In the summer, I love to catfish in those deeper holes. But we fished a tank, a pond, that might have been, I don't know, a couple of acres, something like that. Pretty good sized pond and deep. Randy had been telling me about this. I've seen the pond. I've actually shot a hog from the banks of that pond, Jeff. But that pond is loaded with largemouth bass. And actually, it's overstocked with small ones. You know, they'll populate and get too numerous. And our goal was to remove a few, and luckily I had the skillet, the cooking oil, the seasoning, the bread, you know, the cornmeal, and we had an absolute ball catching. We caught some larger ones, but the ones we kept would be what, 11, 12 inches long, you know?
I would say, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, I've never been to a place like that where you're catching fish pretty much just about every cast. I mean, literally, we were just hauling them in, and yeah, they weren't giant bass by any stretch, but they were good, healthy bass, and we kept the ones that were, what, under 12 inches. We kept a few for a fish fry, but boy, that was fun. We just caught one after another after another. They were hungry fish.
They were, and like you say, they were fat, healthy. They had little, you know, they had shoulders on them, is a good way to put it. They had some meat on them, and little bass like that, my gosh, I mean, that's the kind of fish I was raised on, bass and catfish back in the day in East Texas. You know, that's what we fished for. But, yeah, that was icing on the cake, and luckily I did have in that old toolbox, I had everything we needed to cook them and fillet them, you know. So that turned out great, lots of fun. That was the first evening's meal up there, folks. And then the next morning, the turkeys down close to the river, Jeff, we heard about, about three different birds that fired us up to get down closer to the river and try to call them in, right?
Oh, absolutely. They were there. It was just one of those things where we kept calling. They would respond, but it sounded like one of them was trying to come closer to us, but then next thing you know, he was wandering back off again. And so, at that point, we decided it's time to move a little closer to them. And so that's what we did. And, man, it was exciting. Never done one like that before. That was really a lot of fun.
That was textbook spring turkey hunting, Jeff. Oftentimes, when you're in that scenario, you'll hear the bird. That bird gobbled once as he was coming in, but I had a feeling he was coming in because he'd moved when I heard him. That when he gobbled, he was quite a bit closer than when we heard him down closer to the river, you know. So yeah. I had a feeling. Matter of fact, I was watching. I just knew he was going to come in, or I felt very confident. But many times, that bird will just gobble all the way. He'll stop every 50 yards. And strut, you know, when he gobbles, that's when he struts. He'll strut, he'd gobble and strut, and then he'll come on in closer, and then actually put on a display for you out in front of you, which can make you a little bit unnerved when they do that. But this old bird just comes sneaking in off from up to our right, folks. And I got a glimpse of him, and I think, Jeff, you saw him when he first broke out of the brush, right?
I sure did. What amazed me, Luke, was the fact that you had found the perfect spot. There was just this old, kind of a brushy old gnarly tree with brush all around it, and we tucked in under this thing, and boy, I tell you what, it was hard enough to see out, let alone see in. I wouldn't have thought a bird would be able to see you at all where we were tucked in there.
Yeah, but it was a perfect blind. It's blind, if you will, you know, a cedar tree. Yep.
Just sitting there, and I turned to my right and was looking to my right, and even further to the right, my corner of my eye caught movement, and I looked, and here he comes. He comes right up out of that little draw, and he was coming in. Then he gobbled, and he kept coming, and it was just amazing. And once he got up toward, you know, a little bit closer toward that decoy we had set out, he got a little bit nervous, and then, of course, I heard Randy behind me, "Can you shoot? Can you shoot?" And I had this little window of just an open space where if I could just get my gun out, I can get a perfect shot. And it just came together. It was amazing. But another thing that really amazed me was the fact that how they come in like a ghost, you know, like a deer. All of a sudden, they'll be there. And you just had no idea they were even around. And all of a sudden, there they are. And, boy, if that ain't get your heart pounding.
it will. When they come in and strut, it honestly, I've written these words many times, but I can liken that to someone. You're looking at the spring woods, the early spring woods with pale shades of green. You know, it's just the world is just coming to life again. The natural world is, but all of a sudden, it's like somebody jumps out there in the middle of a field or on the edge of the woods with an American flag and starts waving it. That's what it always like to me when they strut, because their head, it changes colors. A gobbler's head changes. It's just brilliant when they strut. That's coming next. I bet you maybe the next turkey we get will come in strutting. But that's I don't care how they come in as long as they come in. And that bird was he was interested in the calling, and he spotted that hen. He just didn't want to run up there right away, you know.
Right, and I had the camera going, and I had it on the decoy.
Yep.
And with him to the right, and me trying to film, hunt, you know, shoot, and everything else,
it's challenging.
Almost impossible to get the camera right on the bird. I don't think I would have got it on him anyway because there was so much brush in the way, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, Jeff, let's talk about the video. Jeff did video this for our weekly, our show, A Sportsman's Life, so they can watch that right now, can't they?
You absolutely can. You can go out to A Sportsman's Life on YouTube, and it's episode 50. So this is our 50th episode that Luke and I put together, and it's out there for you to view. Go check it out. It's a great video. We sure had fun doing it, making it, and what lasting memories, my friend.
Yes, sir. And folks, Randy Douglas, the manager of Dale River Ranch, has been a guest on this show for years. I mean, you know, but you can always go if you want to. The turkey hunting, there's plenty of birds up there throughout the end of the season. I don't know what they're going to be doing right now, but they're there. You know, a lot of times there's peaks and valleys in the breeding season when they're more active, but you can go online to daleriverranch.com. I think Randy charges, Jeff, I think he charges $150 a day to hunt turkeys up there.
Correct.
You're talking about a deal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But daleriverranch.com, folks, and Randy he won't just open the gate and say, here's the ranch. He'll take you in areas that are holding turkeys and, you know, let you get out there and do the real thing, hunt on your own and call them up. Jeff, thank you for being with us. Soon I want you to be with us and share your turkey pot pie recipe that you and your wife, Demi, made a pot pie out of probably the white meat of this turkey, right?
We did. I tell you, my wife's got a secret recipe, a pot pie, and we made a wild turkey pot pie, and it will be in an upcoming episode of A Sportsman's Life. And let me tell you, my friend, that was fabulous.
I saw the
picture. Your recipe is amazing.
Saw the picture of it, buddy. Well, you take care, Jeff, and we'll see you out in the woods here pretty soon, I'll bet you.
Sounds good. All right, everyone, be safe in the outdoors.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.